o'clock. We'll be right back. But we're gonna start. We're gonna start. So, we return as the creature now has shown its own healing abilities. Bless you.
Iggy sees that happening like, oh, come on.
Oh, well, that's handy.
Wah-wah. It's gonna slap.
Okay, if he slaps you
Sammy,
again,
go,
I'm not
Sammy,
say
go ahead and roll an active depression.
I thought you said my name at first. I was like, why is it me?
Why me? What did I do? No, you're all the way over there. You're fine.
Yeah, I dodged the fuck out. I didn't even. I just had my hands in my pockets, just nonchalantly stepped back.
What did you roll?
14.
14.
Okay. Yeah. It's mad at you for fucking doing those jokes. Stop memeing on this poor thing.
Good.
It's my monster. I worked really hard on him, you guys.
All right. You did very good.
I don't need you to patronize me in this manner. Rude. All right.
Ooh, they mad.
So, I am mad. So, let's see. Cecily, I'll give you another chance so you can open up another district.
Okay. So, I was
thinking. Here's the thing. It's going to get harder because there's another force that's at work.
Right, and I feel like Cecily would see it regenerate, and mm-hmm. she's going to look at Elizabeth and be like, I think that we each need to try to take one.
A ley line?
Yes.
I mean, I can try.
You can do this. If I can do this, you absolutely can do this. This is your thing, not mine.
She just, like, looks towards you and she nods as she positions herself to try. So here's the thing. It's going to be harder. The way that everything is moving now, you see actually the ley lines start to glow red.
Mm-hmm.
As there is another magic that is starting to take form here. As you roll, you still technically get the plus one, which will save you because this was supposed to start going to a minus two area. So you'll only roll with a minus one.
Okay.
So with that in mind, I would like you to go ahead and roll to use your magic.
I'm going to use luck.
Hmm?
I'm going to use my luck.
You're going to use your luck. Whoa. Just to go ahead and do it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead and mark one luck. Okay. I'm going to use dice to have Elizabeth try. Elizabeth fails. So with that failure, because you haven't failed yet, you don't know what this looks like. And it's not happening to you, which is kind of rough. All right. So with that, Cecily, which district are you opening up first? Let's start with that.
I was thinking probably the green.
So the central area.
Yeah.
Okay. I will say that would be near where Abby is. Actually, I think, who was in the blue?
Isn't that where Lorelai like just was there?
No, Lorelai mm-hmm. moved to the, yeah, but then Lorelai moved to the orange section.
Okay.
So I will say Stella and Xavier are closest probably with that. So I'm going to have Stella try and connect with her magic to see if she can find it. Okay, Stella's able to find it, and she immediately moves with Xavier down to that area. And I'm going to roll for Xavier to see if he can help those people that you're going to awaken. It takes a moment for Xavier to be able to convince people to go, and then finally Stella will use a little bit of intimidation just to get people to move, and offer, of course, free things to hopefully get people to just go as everybody starts to move towards the campsite. So there are a lot of people heading towards the campsite, and that's another district down. So that means, one second.
Four more to go.
All right. So... with that, okay, I just had to double check my stats there really quick. I will say for those that are there, you will see as it regrows the two limbs, it then starts to shrink again, as another district is going
down.
And of course, Cecily, this is great. So you immediately turn to Elizabeth as you are trying to see how she's doing. But something different has happened as her hands go into the ley line. The red kind of goes up her arms, and the ley line's attached to her. And I'm gonna roll something. That's a bad roll. Oh, God. Well, for you, not for me. For me, that's a great roll.
I'm feeling much better now. Thank you for clarifying.
No. Which one do I want to do? I'm going to say this one. The ley line on that pink one immediately starts to turn back to that red, and that ley line is returned to the enemy's control. There we are.
Reversey, damn it.
Who in a reverse?
Why did I use that luck point?
You fool. You've activated my trap card.
My trap card. You've allowed the NPC to put themselves in danger. Ha-ha!
It's just funny because trap cards are pink.
They are.
What are the odds?
What are the odds? I didn't even know that.
Or purple. Pink.
Like magenta-ish, yeah.
Does it really matter at this point? Alright, so you can snap her out of it, but it will take some time for you to do so. So that will mean that you have to focus your effort on getting her out of that. And if you fail, she'll take another ley line. Alright, with that, of course, with the pink area, there is no people there, but that energy will still go and move to help the creature, as you see it grow a little bit again in size. All right. And then we have Lorelei. Is Lorelei back yet?
Yes, I am done watering my patio.
Okay, Lorelei, you're waiting for something to happen. I forgot you were in this district. Do you want to move or do you want to stay there?
Am I still down south towards residential area? Okay, is there anything going on?
Not right yet. Nobody has unlocked that ley line yet.
My ley lines!
They're broken!
Okay. I think I'm just gonna scout around.
Okay, you're gonna scout around. Go ahead and roll an investigation. You're not at your desk though?
What?
Are you at your seat? Can you roll your dice?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, go ahead and roll for investigate a mystery.
Okay.
14, you are rolling 14. Really well now, jeez. All right, with that 14, as you are looking around, you can ask me two questions, two general questions or one specific one.
I guess the biggest one is there anything just nearby?
Is there anything weird happening nearby?
Yeah.
You notice that there is a strange magical energy that is kind of leading like a thread from one of the homes.
Okay, I think Lorelei's gonna follow that.
Okay, Lorelei will follow that. Do you wanna ask any other questions? You have one more general question if you wanna ask.
See, is that thread? I feel like I have a question. I can't think of it at the moment. Are there? No, that would count for that sort of thing. Yeah, I can't think of another question.
That's okay. What? You can hold on to it for the moment where you actually go into the home, if you like.
Yes.
All right, so as you start to move into the home, the door is partially open, so somebody has broken into this area. This is an abandoned home. As you are peering in, you can see that there are magic circles drawn all throughout this room. And as you walk in, go ahead and roll an act under pressure for me really quick.
I want to kick your FBI, open up!
FBI, open up!
Oh, there's someone here.
Oh, good. So as you see these magic circles, they all start to ignite. And the house goes up in flames as you quickly jump out. And Jax will immediately fall backwards onto their back as they see the flames. And just goes, whoa! What'd you do? It just looks towards you, not knowing what the fuck just happened.
I just walked into the house.
You just walk into houses so and that happens?
You're never coming over.
I'm sorry. I can't allow you at my parties any longer if this is what's gonna happen. It's nothing personal.
I didn't cause that. I don't have pyro powers.
He just kind of peers in and like he looks. Oh, there's a body in here.
Oh shit.
And as you look in, you can see that there is an individual that is cloaked, that is down, and parts of the cloak are red.
Oh shit.
Oh boy.
Alright, all I can think about is Lorelai walks in and just has a WWE entrance.
Fires his claw. I'm
sorry. Burn it down.
Just does the cane pyro.
There you go. All right. With that, we're going to move back to our buddies over there who are fighting the big monster. What do you two want to do?
You can go first.
Oh, me? Yeah. What do I see going on right now?
It is growing bigger again.
I turn Iggy. You want me to deal with him or the thing over by the lake?
The lake is sealed, so they can't break through that.
Oh, that's sealed.
Yeah, you sealed the lake.
Okay, that's sealed. You
locked
it good.
I thought I sealed the thing above him. Never mind.
That was the portal.
Okay, I thought that was two separate things.
No,
my bad.
You're good.
Never mind. I retract that then.
Did I have more than one trap? Is that what you're saying?
I thought you said there was something else opening. That's why I was like,
no, there's something around the monster that was healing them.
Since after A asked that, Iggy's gonna turn to A, like, see what's up with Cecily, see if he can help out in any way. It grew back, that's not a good sign.
You think you got this?
I can extract enough.
Alright. Yell at me if you need me. I'm gonna portal out over to Cecily.
Raw plus weird for your magic.
Okay. Wah. 10.
All right, easy enough. You open a portal, and then Cecily, of course, as you are seeing Elizabeth in that trance, you see behind you, or behind her, A actually opens another portal and steps through. And A, you will see Elizabeth that is currently in this strange trance with the red moving up her arms as something is taking control of her.
So I just go, Plan B is here. Oh, shit.
What the fuck happened?
Cecily points down, and she's like, Tainted ley line. Get her off of it.
Like, all right, I'm going to do what I can to pull this ley line.
Okay, go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay. Is it use magic or just straight weird?
It is using magic, but here's the thing. It's going to be at a minus two because to separate her, you have to be cautious.
Yeah, I wish you had Amy right now.
Well, I was going to say, as he's doing it, Cecily was going to grab a hold of the tainted ley line and try to arrest her control over it.
So, Cecily, you can roll help out with magic.
Okay, awesome.
Negative two. Reroll that.
I'm rerolling.
You got it. So you are at
Remember,
it's
still
re-rolls.
A plus one.
Yes.
Nice.
All right, with an 11, I will say that, you are able to at least grab onto it and assist A in finding the ley line and start to separate. A, you can roll now with just a straight roll. That's because, of course, the plus one is also still in effect, because you would roll a minus one right now.
For weird or use magic?
Weird. It's use magic, but it's with weird.
Yeah.
This magic is with weird.
Yeah, it's the same.
So it's straight roll. Yeah.
Oh, straight roll. Got it. That's a six.
Reroll
that.
Got it. You have three rerolls left.
Which is one. There
that's
we
a
go.
Ten. That'll work.
With a 10, that is a success as you move and you grab towards her hands. As you take her hands, your magic kind of pushes away the red magic that is taking over her. And as soon as the red is just enough gone, you pull her out of the ley line as fast as possible. And she
has this good way. I'm like, be gone, foul, whatever you are.
And as you pull her out, she just kind of comes back and she looks around. What happened? She just like looks between you two.
Long story. just avoid this area.
Oh, okay, all right. And she just nods. Maybe I shouldn't try again. And she looks towards Cecily a little bit sad.
Cecily's like, it's not your fault. It's Lilith. And she'll like, she's still trying to sever that connection that she, that Elizabeth failed to. So she's still got both her hands on it. She's saying this like, it's right. Not your fault. It's Lilith.
Go ahead and roll Brent's plus weird one more time with, for me. With just a minus one.
Okay.
Can I do something to help?
You can. What would you like to do?
Okay, I'm going to use my magic to bolster Cecily's.
Go on.
Okay. Bop, bop. Help out with weird?
Yes.
Okay. And you mean? It's a nine.
Nine. It's so not the best. That will assist, but you are at risk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Cecily, go ahead and roll plus weird with just a straight roll, because it's now at the minuses and the pluses kind of cancel each other out. A mixed success. It means that you will not be taken over, but it's going to be it's going to take some time for you to be able to break this. So, only on a miss would it really affect you in that manner that it did, Elizabeth. But even then, you don't know how it would affect you personally. All right. With that, Marcus will run over, because you did ask Marcus to look into things, and he looks towards you, Cecily, and says, I can't find anyone for the Foundation. I did see, I got pings for the other two, though. One's in the, I'm looking at the districts really quick. One is in the shopping district, and then I need to know what the other one is. One is in this teal one, which is the government district. So there's one here and one here, which have not been unlocked yet.
Okay.
All right. So those two are still open, or still being taken by the Covenant Red. All right. And with that, Lorelai, you had found a trap, and you had done so. There's still no ley lines being activated, so something might be going wrong, you assume, because it's been a while before somebody else does something. But we're going to move to Iggy before I do anything else, because then something will activate after Iggy has gone.
I forgot to ask this question since we got back to Will Branch. What happened to Iggy's parents?
They're still with you. They just they just can't come out because this is the living world.
I'm not touching a screen. Yeah.
Yes, and you're not touching a screen.
That rules to infect. I see. I got it. Hey, we have rules. We have to stick by them. I got it. Okay, so now, seeing everything that's happened so far, Iggy is starting to feel a little worried because it's going longer than he expected.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still going to focus on this, like, making sure that this creature focuses on him and not the fact that they're trying to weaken it by unlocking the power. So he will. He's not going to try to slash arms again because I feel like it's not going to do that much. So instead, Iggy is going to fly up in the air and just like throw like his old, like, you know, throwing energy blasts at it from afar just to keep its attention.
Okay. So you're just trying to get its attention.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to hurt it.
Yeah, at this point, because he feels like at this point it's kind of a moot point, because until it's fully weakened, he can't really do that much damage against it.
Got it. So here's what I would like for you to do. I'd like you to roll manipulate someone.
Okay.
Because you're trying to get its attention onto whatever you're doing.
Okay. Manipulate someone that is charmed. I forgot to put the plus one on there, but that's a 7.
That's a mixed success.
Yep.
So with a mixed success,
I'll stick with it.
Partially it will work. But what will happen is my reaction will still be in effect. So it will still look towards you and start to move towards you, but the reaction that I have will still be in effect. So that means I'm going to roll another d4. Yep. Oh my god, my d4 is rolling so well. And it's going to heal. Oh no, it's at full health, actually. I can't heal anymore.
Oh no.
Oh, bummer. So what's going to happen then?
Let me think about this. Oh, yeah, my D4 is really low.
I do have to have some sort of bad thing happen. because it is just a partial success. I think what will happen is it will move its hand, two of its hands, towards the portal and then grab at the chains and start to shake them.
Oh, fuck.
So it's going to try to rip off the magic. I'm going to roll for that. It's not great for the first one, so it only partially breaks. All right. With that...
I know what I'm doing next turn.
Yep, that'll be on your next turn. So then we will move now to Lorelei. Lorelei, something is wrong. Because no more ley lines have been opened up in a while. What do you want to do?
The body is still in the house, right?
The body is still in the house. The body is as you look towards it, it is charred completely.
Okay, so there's no point investigating the body. I think Lorelei is going to grab Jax and try to look around and find what's why there's no ley lines.
Okay, so you're heading back to the town square?
Yeah.
You got it. So you start immediately bolting towards town square with Jax. All right, and we move back to town square where Cecily is trying to break through the ley line, but it's been difficult.
I feel like Cecily is going to be like, something is bolstering her magic right now. Someone is casting somewhere. We have to stop them.
Maybe this will help. And since I still had my ability from my old like mastermind book, I still have two hold to be where I need to be ready and prepared. I'm going to pull out something, I'm going to say an amulet that I might have borrowed from Abuela to track magic.
Okay.
And see if I can find where this person is.
Okay. So go ahead and, well, I will just say it will work.
I'm going to burn one of my holds.
I will work, but I need you to roll plus weird to see how well it works.
Okay. Oh. It's 10.
A 10. There is one, there are four strings, each of different corners of Will Branch. One has been done. It's been sliced.
I wonder how that happened.
Oh, man, yeah. All right.
Like which he detects way... it and then something blips.
which way am I, like, so is it like pointing in a certain direction or like?
Lorelei found one of them over in the southwest. There's one in the southeast, there's one in the northeast, and then there's one in the northwest. Wait.
And one of those has already been cut?
Yeah. I said the wrong directions, okay. But they're all basically the same. Southeast, the stream will understand. At least and the podcast will, because my directions were wrong, but they were all sticking correct.
Can Cecily see that, or be?
That would be through A's amulet.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is what I'm feeling, and I'm pointing at the directions.
Cecily's like, can you and Elizabeth go, and I can stay here and do this?
You got it. I'll give Elizabeth the pendant.
Okay.
Because she's more apt at magic than I am. Okay. So if anybody has a better chance of getting these down, she would.
Okay.
I'll go in one direction, though, and try to track down the source of magic in that direction.
Okay. So, as she nods towards you, she will start to move. Which one do you want her to go to?
Which one of them have been cut already?
The one in the southeast.
Okay.
In the orange district.
I'll let her take care of the north side ones.
Okay.
I'll go after the southwest.
So, the southwest one is back where you were.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So, you immediately open back up your portal?
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead and roll to use magic to open back up your portal.
Here we go again. Let's see.
Y'all want to roll so good. Got a better keep rolling so good.
Apparently RNG is saying, so all right. Good.
Added benefit, baby.
Oh my god, can you teleport Elizabeth to her location?
I think with that benefit, you open it up and it will teleport her as well.
Yeah, so snap good. In both directions, you know, two portals open up.
You're doing too good with my puzzle. All right. So,
for the stream, that was a 13, by the way.
Yeah, it was a 13. So as you immediately move back, Iggy, you'll see, of course, that he left, and then you see him right back.
I'm back.
The hand's gonna slap at you. Go ahead and roll act under pressure.
Really?
Yeah.
Still mad about that bun.
God damn it. Okay. Okay, act under pressure.
I mean, you announced yourself as well.
Okay, still 13.
There you go.
So he just casually ducks.
I'm back.
Oh, come on.
So why? He just says a little confused.
There's a source of magic around here. It's powering this thing. We need to find it.
Go take care of it. I gotta take care of something else.
All right. Don't die.
Yeah. I don't plan to.
All right.
Good advice.
All right. So,
Good Iggy, job, buddy.
You move to go and figure out what to do with that one. A, you will head towards where the string is, which is at a small abandoned house at the corner.
Seems legit. I didn't know what happened to Lorelai, so I'm just gonna go walk in.
Oh, God damn it.
What happened to Lorelai? I don't know. She's fine.
I really, as a character, I have no idea what happened.
I appreciate you not metagaming. Go ahead and roll an act under pressure as you open the door.
Am I doing this weird or with just normal?
No, just normal.
Okay, just checking. All right. Still a 12.
You're,
hey.
So you're doing so good.
That's an advanced act under pressure, too.
So what does that mean?
That means you may choose to do either what I wanted and something extra, or do what I wanted to absolute perfection. Do I see anybody in the house before the shit hits the fan?
Yes, you do.
I'm going to pull that sucker out.
You use magic to pull them out?
Yeah, I'm going to do the my advanced act under pressure, the what I wanted and something extra. I want the something extra to be to try to grab this person and pull them.
I will say I'm going to make this a roll because this is a pretty big ask for the something extra.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay. All right. Oh, this is going to be bad. This is going to suck.
We'll see.
11.
Oh, you're good.
Why?
11, buddy.
Let me destroy him. Roll 20. Why do you like them but not me?
Do I see the person's dress in red as I see them?
Oh yeah, absolutely you do.
Okay, so this is what's going to happen. I'm going to reach out, spin them towards the door, drop kick them out the door, and then dive out.
And like a huge action movie, as you dive away the house, boom, explodes.
God, yeah.
He can see the explosion in the background, like, the hell?
You send him off to do one thing and he blows up a house, what the fuck?
Focus.
The monster's definitely looking towards the fire now, also, though, too. So it kind of works.
That's perfect because I gotta try to get him free. I'm trying to get him away from the seal.
All right, go ahead and roll another manipulate someone, Iggy.
Okay. Ooh. 12. Yeah, 12.
All right, so with that 12.
Nice.
I don't have an advance, so.
I hope not. You all have too many advances. I need some. Just four. I need some wiggle rooms, please. All right. So as you are looking towards him, you see that, of course, it's noticing that you're able to kind of draw its attention more over as you kind of fly towards that area, and it's like it then starts to just like notice that flame and starts to move towards it. So it is getting away from the seal. What would you like to do now that it is away from the seal?
Can I see if it did any damage to the seal first?
It did a little bit of damage, yes.
I'm going to use magic to reinforce it.
Okay, go ahead and roll plus weird.
Undead magic this time. Okay. I'm going to make it a double lock.
A double lock.
That's with my plus one. God, I forgot to add that. It's a 10.
A 10. With a 10, you are able to reinforce it. It goes back to the way it was prior, so meaning that they would have to attack a few times again. To make it at where it was before. And you see that mixture of green with that red magic.
Yeah. Oh, Cecily, I hope you can get these ley lines cut soon as possible.
Well, I gotta roll for Elizabeth, because she's going to where an explosion is.
Oh no. I hope she has better foresight than
the thing. A had totally the option to let Elizabeth know that something was wrong, but instead he chose to make sure to get the person out. So.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, great job
you
there.
You thought Elizabeth
yeah,
knows what's going on, even though you didn't?
Thing.
Elizabeth's going to open up a door.
I didn't know what was wrong.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Look, it, it, it,
I'm talking about your extra after the fact that it was exploding. I would have allowed you to.
I don't have a way to communicate with her.
No, it's fine.
Yes, you do. Yeah. A mental connection.
That is
shit.
True.
Shit!
Remember that whole ceremony you did?
I forgot.
I gotta tease you a little bit. I gotta tease you a little bit.
Let's see what happens. Maybe
oh, she's so good. Her role is good. Damn it. All right. So you get in your head, A. Why are things exploding?
Oh, right. So
back at her, I'm like, base me, but I found one of these dudes.
Well, I don't think my dude's fine.
He says towards corpse.
All right, we move back to Cecily, where Lore is now approaching.
Okay.
Is Cecily making any progress with that ley line that she was trying to
Cecily,
fight
go ahead and roll plus weird.
Oh, okay.
With that, we'll just do it a straight roll.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. You are able to cut that ley line, and now that pink district is back to yours again.
So how many left?
You have 1 second.
I want to say 3.
Yes, 3 left.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, of course, with that pink one opening up, there was nobody in there, so there's nobody to move. But the people that are near the monster will notice that it starts to shrink again.
Oh, good. It's returning. Come on, Cecily, you got this.
All right.
Whoa!
All right, Lorelei, as you approach, Cecily rips one of the cords, and you can see that the ley lines again turn that bright red again.
All right. I think Lorelei's going to approach and ask Cecily, how's it going?
So how's it going?
how's it going?
Well, as you can imagine, they're not supposed to be this color, so very difficult. They are... Lilith has people casting over the town. Ash knows where they are, but he has an amulet, and he teleported out of here to go try to stop them.
Oh boy.
About that.
About that.
He's like, but he said that there were 3 of them, and only 2 of them.
4.
There were 4 of them, and then one of them was gone.
One of them was gone, right. Okay. And so there's still 1 left, and I don't know if you can find them, because Cecily has no idea that these houses are trapped, but she knows that something is making these things red, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lorelei kind of looks around, seeing which
quick, quick, off to your death, though, puppy. Bye bye.
Lorelei, go ahead and roll me plus weird really quick.
You say off to her death?
Bye bye.
Wow.
Damn.
Jesus, wow. I can't wait for your mystery. See how we treat you.
Off to your death, bye bye.
I mean, obviously, I hope that's not what happens, yeah. But that's what it feels like I'm doing because Cecily doesn't know.
Lorelei, as you are kind of looking at these ley lines, your fey magic kind of kicks in a little bit. And remember how, I don't know if you remember, but at the end of, like, in the session last time, you were like, what's going on with Oberon and my god, my brain just stopped. I have to remember her name.
Titania.
Titania, thank you. And you were asking about that, and I was like, you didn't see them yet. They are... closer than you thought they would be, but so you can smell them.
She's gonna tell Jax to do what he can to help Cecily, and then she's gonna take off.
Jax will walk over to Cecily and just like look and go, You got this. Just give thumbs up.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
Emotional support.
That's all he can give. He's a mundane.
Yes. I sure hope so.
He just looks at you for a second like, okay.
All right. All right. So, Lorelai, you go. You run to where you're fighting. It's going to take some moments because you did a rolling mix success. All right. With that, Elizabeth will move to the last place unless A wants to move to the last place.
Oh no, A's got words with this dude on the floor okay. right now.
They're unconscious, this individual.
Damn it!
Well, yeah, of course.
You drop kicked him too hard.
You tossed him.
My kick was too strong.
Yeah, too strong.
Can I wake this guy
alive.
Up?
You want to try to wake him up?
I try to wake him up.
How do you want
to
wake him up?
Slap him.
Roll plus tough.
Slap him.
Slap.
With five fingers in the face. Logic of like. Of slapping someone who's already unconscious.
It works sometimes. This is 7.
Okay, look, now you're rolling board. Yay, okay.
No oh, shit.
So
okay.
I think with your slap, it just wake up and just the head moves to the other side and then you hear
Fuck it, it's like remember Deadpool? But he's like slapping like Wolverine awake.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what's happening here.
100%. All right, so Iggy, the spotlight is back to you. What do you want to do next?
Okay. Right. What is the grabber doing right now? What's the grabber's attention at right now? Is he still on me?
It's like going towards that house, so it is seeing, of course, A and this individual on the ground, and it's gonna lift a hand and it's gonna start to move. But I'm gonna give you a chance
it's
to react.
Me. This is for Lilith. This is for your mother.
As it's like reaching the grab, Iggy's gonna come in and slash at the palm of that thing's hand as it's flying by.
Yeah, go ahead and roll kick some ass.
Yep.
With weird.
13.
Oh my god, another one. So that means you can pick a different, an extra one.
Let's see. Let me check my. Let's see. Do one thing beyond human capabilities and inflicting extra harm. I'm not really going to bother with inflicting harm because it's going to heal. Actually, if I do extra harm, it's going to spend most of its turn healing up. So yeah, I'm going to do an extra harm.
Okay, you're doing the double harm?
Yep.
Okay, so.
So it's another 6.
Oh my god.
Hey, forcing you to heal is a pretty good distraction in my eyes.
That's true. That's very true. All right. As you cut off two more arms that fall, they turn to dust. And I will say that's when you hear above you, or you see that shadow above you. But then of course the arm is cut off and turns to dust as it falls down.
I'm like in mid slap as I see this.
Will you get out of here? Remove.
Okay. All right. Toss this guy with my shoulder and get going.
I'm gonna roll to see how much it heals for. I'm rolling so good. I heal for 4.
Damn it.
Oh, no, it still has 2 extra damage at least.
Okay. It's not still doing well. I'm giving you that heads up right now. It's not doing well.
Great. can Iggy tell that?
I will say yes, because Iggy, you watch for those kind of signals. If you did another hit like that, it will not survive.
Iggy's gonna turn to A like also one more time, like, get the trap ready!
On it!
Okay, so that would mean that you have to run back to, or you have to teleport back to this area over here where the town square is.
Portal over.
Alright, roll magic to portal as you, do you leave this individual?
No, I'm taking him with me.
So that's gonna make it a little bit more challenging, so I want you to roll your use magic with a -2. That means with a -1 because you have +1.
Your choice here, what do you want to do?
I'll risk it. Let's see.
Risk it for the biscuit?
What?
Stop rolling.
Got that
so
biscuit.
Good. I'm so mad.
No.
Oh, no.
Let us have this.
Yeah, okay. I'll get you next time. All right.
As I get to the other side, I'm like, all right, you play nice with the rest of these undead or unconscious people.
What? All right, so you
hey,
portal right next to your trapper, your ghost trapper.
All right, get the sucker ready. Crank it on up.
All right, Iggy. I will say, of course, Cecily, you can, of course, see from your viewpoint, you can see down where A is setting up the trap.
Okay.
So that means that something is happening.
So Cecily's going to go for another one.
All right, go ahead and...
This will hopefully be the
go
one that helps.
And I think I'm gonna go for either the like blue or the teal.
Okay, I will say this. Since Jax is trying to help, I'm gonna roll a help out action.
Okay.
No, he's just like, you got this. Okay.
Starts doing a cheer routine.
I got a 5. Yeah, he's like, yeah, Cecily, yeah, Cecily. He's trying.
So it's like, I can appreciate a good cheer.
Yeah, he's trying.
She's secretly trying not to critique as a former cheerleader.
Yeah.
And so do I get a bonus?
No, because he got a 5.
Okay. Good try. Yeah. Oh, woof. I'm going to use a luck.
You want to use another luck? You all still have 3 rerolls left.
I'm going to save those. I'll use another luck.
How much luck do you have left?
2.
Oh man, this is not going to be good when your mystery comes in. I can tell you this. I can tell already. When it's your turn, you're going to wish you handled that.
Cecily might not make it, but...
But she's going to go out like a star, baby.
Yes, she is.
In a blaze of glory.
That luck point will absolutely make it happen as the other district opens up. This creature is almost out. It's starting to move very slowly and like lifting weakly. It's not doing well.
Thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. So, I think, unless you want to go to Lorelei, I think I have my, I know what Iggy's next.
Yeah, Lorelei, go ahead and roll another plus weird for me really quick.
What?
Okay.
Right?
So with a 9...
Wait, did you put your plus 1 in there? No, you did not. That's a plus.
Okay,
that's
so
a 10.
That's 10, so that's a full success. So with that full success, as you are moving in like a forested area outside of the area, when you follow the ley line goes a little bit longer. It seems like the magic, some of the magic is coming from a specific like strange like plant pod that is kind of just growing there. It is definitely absorbing some power, and as you kind of smell it inside, you can smell Oberon and Titania.
Okay. Lorelei is gonna make her way towards them.
Okay. You can't see in the pod, you can only smell that they are inside, so you assume that this plant, whatever it is stealing it, their energy.
Oh, those sons of bitches. Lorelei's gonna be pissed.
Oh no, she's angry.
Lorelei's about to eat a salad.
So, let's see. What does Lorelei have that she can use?
How can I chop this thing up?
Well, Lorelei's going to go wolf form, and she's also going to call out Soleil.
Okay.
She's going to first try to burn it without hurting the other two.
Okay. So go ahead and roll plus weird.
I need to add the plus 1 on this one.
Nice. So as you immediately use Soleil's fire to start to burn away the plant, it's like screech out in a strange high-pitched squeal. As it begins to open up, you can see you can see inside the two of them just kind of like trying to struggle out, and as it opens, you see Oberon just push his way completely through it, as he seems to have been protecting Titania. And they both look towards you, and you hear Oberon, Lorelei!
Are you still okay?
I believe so, but that was a horrible thing, whatever that was. And he looks towards that the creature. What's going on? Everything sounds like it's gone to hell.
You ain't wrong. Lorelei proceeds to explain everything.
Oh, help with the ley lines. We can assist with that. That's what our job was. It used to be with the coven that was here. I think we could assist. And he looks towards Tanya, and Tanya nods. And then you see them both just take the form of, like, birds. And you see Oberon just goes, "We'll go right over there and help out. Excuse us." And they both immediately start to fly towards where Cecily is. And Cecily, as you are, like, trying your best to still get the ley lines, as poor Jax is still cheerleading, you see two birds of beautiful colors just fly over towards you. And as they land, you see Titania and Oberon take form. And Oberon just goes, "Hi, you need help with ley lines. I can help you. So can she. Shall we assist?"
Yes, please.
He nods. And he smiles as he takes Titania's hand. He goes, "Shall we, my dear?" And she just nods as they both move to where you are. And they both place a hand onto the ley lines. And you see them now turn a vivid green. And I would like you to roll, use magic with a +3.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Hey. Absolutely.
Don't have to ask me twice.
Advanced success.
Yeah. So with that use magic, as you move in, you find not just one string, you find the knot.
Oh, we got it.
That's
always like, there you are.
And you immediately move to pull it out. And as you do so, Iggy, you will see the creature immediately start to stumble as it gets even smaller, back to a smaller size that you saw it back in the land of the undead. And it starts to try and move slowly towards you. It is weak as you are kind of leading it. What are you going to do?
Before I say that, do you want to go on our last break?
Hmm?
It's 8 o'clock.
No, let's go ahead and end this.
Okay.
Let's be kind to the podcast listeners.
Yeah. As it's like reaching towards Iggy, like Iggy's just like, behind the mask, obviously. He's just going to be just staring at it. And as it gets close to him, he's going to grab it.
Mm-hmm.
Fly, like, and drag it up higher in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And start spinning and spinning and spinning. And he's going to literally launch it towards the trap.
All right. You see launching towards your direction the creature, now smaller. And too weak to fight back as it's launched into the air towards your trap. What do you do?
The moment it gets in the perfect spot, I hit the button.
As you hit the button, the trap opens wide and consumes the creature and pulls it in.
So long, Gay Bowser!
Oh my god.
And with that, you have defeated my puzzle. And we're going to take our last break. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know that with you I feel whole.